The form of fusion voting that's allowed in New York is permitted in just three other states. It's benefited smaller political parties on both the left and the right, such as the Progressive Working Families Party, which frequently endorses Democratic candidates for office, and the state's Conservative Party, which often cross-endorses Republican office seekers. State Conservative Party Chair Jerry Kasser says ending fusion voting would be a strong error. He says a GOP candidate who also has the backing of the Conservative Party helps to define the candidate for the voter. And he says the multiple lines also give more options to voters who might be reluctant to cross major party lines when they oppose a candidate's view on a hot-button issue.
If they're an upstate voter and the Second Amendment is a big deal to them, that is a place where you will find a Second Amendment supportive candidate. And if you're a downstate voter and your opposition to congestion pricing is a big deal to you, you will find a candidate on that line.
While the Conservative and Republican parties in New York often work in tandem, the Working Families Party in recent years has run afoul of Governor Andrew Cuomo. The party supported Cynthia Nixon, a Democratic primary challenger to Cuomo in last year's gubernatorial primary. After Cuomo won that primary, the party switched its backing to Cuomo. In 2014, Working Families reluctantly backed Cuomo for re-election, but first forced him to make a video promising to fulfill a number of pledges, though the governor was unable to follow through on many of them. Jessica Wisniewski is with the progressive reform group Citizen Action. She's also a state committee member in the Working Families Party. She says the decision to have the commission weigh in on fusion voting is payback, pure and simple.
It's totally political. He's out to get the Working Families Party because the Working Families Party helped take out the IDC, which the governor enjoyed having around here, ran a primary against him. I mean, come on. It's just good old-fashioned Cuomo revenge.
The IDC, or Independent Democratic Conference, was a breakaway group of Democratic senators. They helped keep Republicans in power in the Senate. Six of its eight members lost in primaries in 2018. Governor Cuomo did not mention specific political parties when he spoke about fusion voting recently, but he expressed concern about the costs that the multiple minor parties could bring to a taxpayer-financed campaign system.
It's a financial and a practical question. You know, if you have six parties, or however many we now have, if you have six parties, pick a number, eight candidates on every party line running.
For a total of 48 candidates, Cuomo says.
A lot of candidates.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has also expressed similar concerns about costs. Lawrence Norden is with New York University's Brennan Center. It supports fusion voting. He disputes that it would make public campaign financing more expensive. He says under other systems, including the one in New York City, the money is allotted to the candidate, regardless of how many political parties back the office seeker.
And what you do is you say that it's the candidate that qualifies for public financing, not the party line, and you make sure that if somebody happens, which is extremely rare, to be running in two different primaries, then they can only get small donor matching for one of the primaries.
Kasser with the Conservative Party says even if fusion voting ended, he thinks his party will still be influential in New York's elections.
The parties do not stop existing. We will be on the ballot.
Kasser and leaders of other third parties in New York say they plan to testify in favor of fusion voting when the commission holds public hearings later this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.